Mark, chapter 10. And he arose from there and come to the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort to him again, and as he was accustomed, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?" testing him. And he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses allowed to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away." And Yahshua answered them and said, "For the hardness of your heart did he write you this precept. But from the beginning of creation Yahweh made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. So then they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore Yahweh has joined together, let not man put that asunder." And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he says to them, "Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another commits adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she commits adultery." And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Yahshua saw it, he was much displeased and said to them, "Allow the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of Yahweh. Truly I say to you that whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child, he shall not enter in it." And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. And when he was gone from there along the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Yahshua said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor your father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have observed up from my youth." Then Yahshua, beholding him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatsoever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the stake and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieving, for he had great possessions. And Yahshua looked round about and said to his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Yahweh?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Yahshua said it again, and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh." And they were astonished out of measure, saying amongst themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Yahshua, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with Yahweh. For with Yahweh all things are possible." And then Peter began to say to him, "Master, we've left all and have followed you." And Yahshua answered and said, "Truly I say to you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the good news, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." And they were along the way going to Jerusalem. And Yahshua went on before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen to him, saying, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and shall scourge him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him. The third day he shall rise again." And Jacob and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, "Teacher, we desire that you should do for us whatsoever we shall desire." And he said to them, "What would you have that I should do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant to us that we might sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your majesty. But Yahshua said to them, you don't know what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, we can. And Yahshua said to them, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with shall you be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard of it, they began to be much displeased with Jacob and John. But Yahshua called them to him and said to them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so it shall not be among you, but whosoever will be great amongst you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Yahshua of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Yahshua, you son of David, have mercy upon me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, you son of David, have mercy on me. And Yahshua stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise up, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Yahshua. And Yahshua answered and said to him, what would you that I should do to you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I might receive my sight. And Yahshua said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yahshua in the way. End of chapter.